This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. forecasters say the powerful storm Ian is producing catastrophic flooding as it moves across the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. Florida's governor said more than 2 million people are without power from the storm, which came ashore Wednesday as a hurricane. In a news conference Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told reporters the amount of water rising in Florida, even in areas where the storm has passed, is, in his words, basically a 500-year flooding event. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said it expects the storm to weaken throughout Thursday, but that it could be near hurricane strength again as it approaches the U.S. state of South Carolina on Friday. Forecasters said northeastern Florida and coastal areas of Georgia and South Carolina could get 10 to 20 centimeters of rain, with higher amounts in some isolated areas. U.S. President Joe Biden has approved a disaster declaration for Florida and says he will visit when conditions are right. Hundreds of hospital patients are being evacuated from facilities across the Fort Myers region in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
We're in the process of evacuating two healthcare facilities to safer locations north.
Governor Ron DeSantis in his morning briefing. Hospitals have been hit by three main issues: power outages, floodwaters, and one large health system
without water in all of their facilities.
Florida Hospital Association President Mary Mayhew says that system's
fast approaching a point where they will not be able to safely take care of their patients.
At least nine hospitals affected and 1,200 patients being evacuated. Meantime, the Florida Healthcare Association says about 3,400 residents have been moved from more than 40 nursing homes. I'm Ben Thomas.